AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. There's been a collision between an Amtrak passenger train and a truck. It occurred about 60 miles south of Chicago, but a spokesman for Amtrak says it appears everyone on board the train is okay.
There are no reports of any serious injuries to Amtrak passengers or crew.
The condition of an 84-year-old Oro Valley, Arizona man who was hospitalized after being stung by more than 2,000 bees is improving. Doctors say the man sustained close to twice the lethal dose of bee venom. The government is still trying to figure out whether employees in the intelligence community were caught in that massive data breach at two federal agencies, according to AP correspondent Ken Delanian.
We don't think that sort of the most secret, covert CIA operative type people would be in this database, but there are other people who are sensitive who are in the database. And the thought is that if this was indeed China, which government officials are saying, you know, they want this information so that they could exploit it for espionage purposes.
Although the FBI has not yet confirmed China is responsible for hacking into U.S. government computers and stealing information about some 4 million employees, White House spokesman Josh Earnest told to reporters today the president has in the past warned Beijing about hacking.
When it comes to China, you all know that the president has frequently, including in every single meeting that he's conducted with the current Chinese president, raised China's activities in cyberspace as a significant source of concern.
Emergency officials have told all 242 residents of Garland City in southwestern Arkansas to stay away from their homes because floodwaters are threatening to undermine a levee along the Red River. This is AP Radio News. A government watchdog has found that Social Security has paid billions of dollars to folks who shouldn't have received the benefits and overpaid others.
The Social Security Administration's Inspector General released a report showing that the agency had overpaid disability beneficiaries by nearly $17 billion over the past decade. Many of the payments went to people who earned too much money to qualify for benefits, people who were no longer disabled enough to qualify. Some went to people who had died, and others went to people who were in prison.
AP correspondent Stephen Olemacher reports Social Security has only been able to recoup half of the money. A surge in hiring last month sent bond yields higher today as traders placed their bets on an interest rate hike expected later this year by the Fed. Despite the good economic news, the stock market suffered another loss, the Dow falling 56 points. I'm Ross Simpson.